The goal is to become transcendental. Our goal as spiritual warriors is to become transcendental. Often, people engaged in helping others do not understand what this means. Anything transcendental attacks the basic grain of the material universe and reaches beyond it. In contrast, traditional established religions often try to help people become more comfortable with material life so that they will experience less pain, anxiety, or frustration. Many are content with that level and remain there. But transcendentalists are not satisfied with such aspirations and seek higher dimensions of experience. They express a love that is sufficiently strong and deep to serve as an inspiration to everyone and to prevent the negativity of others from penetrating their own consciousness. In other words, those who are transcendental experience life above and beyond the mundane activities of the everyday world, remain loving even when the environment is not, and thereby uplift the general consciousness of the planet. As we explained in Chapter 2, being transcendental does not necessarily mean being sweet and gentle, and it does not mean staying in a relationship no matter what. That is a misunderstanding. When we are transcendental, negative people will either change in response to us or feel sufficiently disturbed to leave us alone. In some cases, we may choose to keep ourselves away from them. We should always be ready to help, but if others consistently reject our assistance, we may eventually decide to go away, calm in the assurance that we have done our utmost to extend love. Remaining in a hurtful situation is often an invitation to be exploited. It makes no sense to continue giving our time and energy to those who cannot or will not reciprocate. As long as they see that we do not object, they will continue their unacceptable behavior. The more we demonstrate our care and concern for such people, the more they think we are weak, and so they will continue to take advantage of us. If we tolerate such actions, we are reinforcing their error. To end the mistreatment, we may have to remove ourselves from the scene and love the person at a distance. This does not mean that we stop offering unconditional love. On the contrary, we are expressing our love. It is an act of love to prevent the other person from accumulating more negative karma, which we accomplish by making ourselves unavailable for misuse.